Ba-dum, boom, 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 boom. Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so. Ba-dum,
boom, 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 boom. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Hump Day, Carrie Bickmore.
Are you overcompensating? If you do a big, loud, happy voice, yeah, it'll make up for the fact that you look dead inside.
I feel jet lagged still. Is that still 3 days in?
You look it. Yeah. Yep.
Great. Good. Well, yeah, good to see you as well.
None of us have slept.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, brother. Great to see you. And just so inspiring to get our pre-show rev up by the captain.
Yep.
A lot of people wonder, how do you guys operate such a tight ship? And I say it's because of our fearless leader, Carrie Bickmore. She always says things that fire us up. And that's not true. What happened just before our microphone's on, she looked at Buzz in his eyes and said, "You look," and then a word that can't be repeated.
I like honesty amongst the team.
That's too honest, mate.
I don't look great myself.
Bit of reverse psychology, though.
You've just had a photo shoot or something.
Yeah, but underneath all of that, I don't look good.
Underneath all of that. What does that mean?
We need to talk about something far more serious.
Okay.
Something where I've actually made a revelation in my life regarding you.
Okay.
And I think I need to use you in more ways than we're currently using you.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So this show, I feel, is limiting to our relationship. I have a proposition for you, and I'm going to put it to you next.
I'm scared, but I'll stick around. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right. You know when you buy a house and often you get a broker, someone, a middleman, the deal for you?
My mate Johnny.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he a broker?
No.
He's a man of many talents.
No, he's not at all. But I
use him as a broker.
I don't know what a broker is, but he...
Let's just call it a middleman.
When I was middle looking woman, at the place, he went around and looked at places.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't have a job. I don't know why I got him to do that. Anyway.
This is a whole nother chat.
Sorry.
I think I need you to be my middleman. I think I need you to be the broker in my life.
Does it matter that I don't know what a broker is?
No.
Then okay, I will
no,
be.
No, it doesn't.
Great.
Because what you do
I'll be
know,
your Johnny.
What you do know is obviously a lot because yesterday you intervened in my life and I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't asking for it and it changed it in ways I could never have expected.
Oh, you weren't asking for it. Society was asking for it as a whole. Is this about your disgusting habits of your partner?
So you brought to the nation's attention that Chris likes to get around in his skins to run without wearing modesty shorts.
Yeah, no courtesy shorts over the top.
No.
If you're an adult man and you're listening and you do that, have a real long, hard look at yourself because we've had to.
Yeah, when you go like running in the city and you're followed by someone that doesn't have courtesy shorts on, like my partner, you run extra fast to get away from them.
And you should have 2 zeros dialed into your phone just so you're ready.
Anyway, got off there, going about our evening routine, and Chris said, "Did you talk about me on air this afternoon about how I don't wear courtesy shorts?" I said, "Yeah, Tommy did. And he goes, "I really should do something about that, shouldn't I?"
I told him to his face that it was horrific.
And I said, yes, you should. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm going to do something about that." And I was like, great. And then I walked away and I was like, hold on. I have been telling him to wear courtesy shorts for years. And he goes, yeah. And then goes off running with his bits out for the world to see. You mention it once and all of a sudden he's decided he's off to buy 10 pairs of courtesy shorts.
Do you think it's because it just blends in with all the rest of your nagging?
I don't appreciate that.
The tone's
no, I think it's because he cares about your opinion as his best friend more than he cares about mine. And I'm not hurt by that. I just see it as an opportunity.
Oh, this is great.
So what I've decided is I have a full list of things that I need him to do and change.
Awesome.
So I'm going to give them to you and then you can make him change.
Can
them.
I have a look at this list?
Yeah, I was writing some down before. Where's it gone? Where is my list?
Okay.
Hold on. It's very long. It goes over a few pages.
People can't see, but Carrie, which we just moved around about 40 pieces of paper.
Yeah.
Sharing toothbrush.
Yeah. So don't read it all out now because I want you to work on them. I don't want him to know that you know.
He won't be listening, will he?
He might be.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
Just digest them all. Have a digest in this song and then afterwards we'll call him and you can
There is one that I need to ask about.
What?
Laces off shoes lounge room.
What? That's not what it says.
What does it say?
No, takes off shoes in the lounge room. Oh, it really annoys me.
You want him to keep them on?
No, I want him to just put them away in the shoe compartment in the bedroom.
Okay.
Okay. Don't take off shoes in the lounge room. Is that better?
No wonder he didn't understand when you were telling him to do stuff, because you would have just gone, tights, courtesy shorts, lounge room, gosh.
All right, we're going to play a song, one of Tommy's
favorites. Are we going to get my best mate on next?
Or however you need to be the conduit in my relationship, you need to work that out and do it next.
I think these things are best face-to-face, so okay. I'll leave, I'll go find him, and then sure. You can do the rest of your show by
Will
yourself.
Will that take 5 minutes? How long's the song?
We got about 6 minutes.
Okay, we'll just get him on the phone.
Great.
Great, we'll call him up next. Harry Bickmore and
Tommy Little. Well, I tell you who connects with the women. Actually, and connects with the man. He is the connection between women and men.
No,
and that's
right.
Mr. Tommy
what
Little.
Is this?
You are the relationship whisperer.
Well, you had an
Have
issue.
You been told that before?
I've been told it many times.
I mean, I know you're normally not great at communication in relationships, but you're great at communication between in someone else's relationship.
I often whisper when I'm in a relationship, I don't want to see you anymore. They say, what? And I say, nothing. I'm just ducking out of the shops. never come back.
No, you brought to the nation's attention that my partner Chris likes to wear his skins, his runners, go running without wearing any courtesy shorts,
savage.
Modesty shorts.
Savage.
And I said to you, yes, I've been telling him for years to wear them and he continues not to wear them.
Yep.
You say it once to him and all of a sudden his life's changed and all of a sudden he's decided he needs to wear courtesy shorts.
Thank God.
For all of us.
And you now, being very opportunistic and great, I think very positive, you've given me a list of things that other
Well, he
things,
doesn't listen to me. So I figure if I just give you my list of gripes and you convey them to him in a casual mate-to-mate way, maybe he'll do them all.
If you can put down that period news article that you have in front of your buzz and use those slippery little digits to punch in Chris's number, please.
Here we go.
Hi, Chris speaking.
Chris, it's your best friend and your miso soup and you are live on the air.
What did you say?
It's us.
What's miso soup mean?
Miso.
What's that? But why?
Your missus.
Oh,
anyway,
funny.
We're getting sidetracked. Hey, Walks, I've heard you you started wearing courtesy shorts.
Well, what do you mean started wearing them?
He hasn't done a run since. You told me last night that you were going to change your behaviour, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's great. And I just wanted to call to say congratulations. And on behalf of eyeballs everywhere, thank you so much. I think it's a really positive step.
What do you mean? I often wear courtesy shorts. I didn't wear them.
Yeah, you don't.
So,
I'm walking around the house.
Yeah, well, we'd all like a bit of courtesy short in the house.
I thought you brought all your workmates to our house.
It would be less offensive if you walked around naked. Anyway.
Well, I'll do that.
Anyway.
Bill's saying no, please don't.
Here's the thing. Because that went so well, Bickers has given me a list of just a couple of other things because she thinks it's my communication skills that perhaps get these things over the line. So there's just a couple of other things that I'd like to bring to your attention that perhaps you could work on.
Here we go.
The first one on the list simply says sharing toothbrush. And I'm assuming that means Carrie would like you to stop sharing toothbrushes.
Thank you.
Please.
That makes no sense.
It does. Makes a lot of sense.
We've made babies together.
I know, but I don't want your mouth gunk in my mouth, okay?
That's happened mate, before.
Don't judge.
Hey?
Yeah, anyway. I know. There's a difference between kissing and getting, like, your plaque out. I just like my toothbrush to be my toothbrush.
Sure.
Hey, that's not a bad invention. I know we're not talking about it, but what about if you just got a brushy thing that you made out together and while you made out, it cleaned both your
that's
teeth?
That's disgusting.
Okay, we'll move
anyway,
on.
I feel like this is not quite working the way it should work. I think
Chris,
you need to harass him, not
Chris,
me.
You need to get your own toothbrush.
Sure.
Great. Dishes in dishwasher.
I do have my own toothbrush.
We'll use it.
Great first start.
Dishwasher.
Well done.
Yeah, dishwasher. What about the dishwasher?
Yeah, it just says dishes in dishwasher.
What I want him to do is when he brings the plates up from like the couch and stuff, don't just put them next to the sink. Put them
Chris,
in the dishwasher.
You need to, when you're grabbing the plates up from stuff, you need to put them in the dishwasher, not just next to the sink. Is that good?
That's Ollie's job, but yeah, I'll do that.
What
as well.
but
I'll do
your
that as
plates,
well. All the other jobs I do.
Okay, great. And do we have just one more here? And I'm not sure what this means. Simply two words, pinch fat. Because what's pinch fat?
I want him to stop. He thinks he's fat and he's not. And so he pinches non-existent fat. And
if a bloke wants to pinch his fat, he can pinch his fat.
Okay.
Chris, as long as you do the first two, I'll let you pinch your fat as much as you want. Deal?
I'm never going to stop pinching my fat.
Great.
You should, because there's no fat in the pinch, babe.
So here's what you're going to do today. You're going to clean your teeth with your own toothbrush. You're going to put your dishes in the dishwasher, and you're going to pinch your fat as much as you want.
There's
cool,
more
time
on the list, though. When are we
going to
get to them?
I don't know. We run out of time.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer because I'm starting my bits with news from a plane. And I'm so thankful this did not happen on our flight home because 24 hours is already long enough to be flying.
This
a pilot.
Not, this is not the thing that ends period pain?
No.
Okay.
A pilot has flown 78 kilometres past its destination after falling asleep in the cockpit.
Oh,
so he was on a freight flight. It was headed to King Island. He'd been awake for 24 hours straight before the flight. He was the only person on board. He started to feel a little bit sleepy. Fell asleep. Woke up. Without incident, I should point out, nothing bad happened. But when,
what do you mean?
Whoa, well, I'm not meant to be over here. I'm meant to be over there. And so then he had to fly back around and complete his shift.
So he didn't. It didn't go into like an automatic landing thing. He just was. Passed.
No, because I think it stays in auto while you're flying, but takeoff and landing you're involved
wow.
in.
Wow. I thought every plane would have had a co-pilot. Obviously not.
Not little planes.
Wow. Bloody hell.
They don't have co-pilots, do they, little planes?
I don't think so.
No. Anyway, the story you've been waiting for. Ladies, if you get really bad period pain, I have the answer for you. A little bit of Zumba. Do you have any Zumba music?
I should have prepped that, shouldn't
you
I?
You really should. You were so into this story.
I just couldn't stop reading the article. Hang on a second.
Is he the Macaroons, dude?
What? Oh, Zumbo, Adrian Zumbo.
Oh, Zumbo.
No, Zumba. You know, like...
Dance workout.
Yes.
No Zumba.
They're saying...
But we have...
No, that's not Zumba. What about feeling ha, ha, ha? That's right. Kind of Zumba.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. A little bit. Anyway, a study's found that just 1 hour of Zumba a week relieves menstrual cramps. Apparently, they say that the influx of chemicals called prostaglandins, which causes blood vessels in the uterus to constrict, prevents oxygen reaching the woman's womb tissue, and it triggers pain. But when you do Zumba, it flushes out these chemicals and it boosts the oxygen in your uterus and reduces period pain.
Apparently, if you do more and more Zumba, it also leads to a reduction in friends.
No, Zumba's awesome.
Is it?
Yep.
When's
I've done
the last
it
time you did it?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I only did it once, but it was fun.
Was it?
Yes.
So I love when, you know what I love?
A Zumba class.
I
That's
love
what
when things
do.
Are so fun that you never go back to them.
Let's do a big group Zumba class with a whole
wait.
Lot of women that have period pain and watch the period pain fade away.
This
and it's
is
just
fantastic.
You in the middle. You can take the class.
That's great.
Did you not find me anything by the end of that? I talked for a long time.
I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the song you're looking for.
Ole, ole.
Is that what it's called?
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Anyway, last story that is going to infuriate you.
Uh-oh.
A mum of two, right, wanted to go visit her close friend in Italy. We've just been in Italy.
And
this friend had said a couple of times a year, you and the kids should come visit. You like Katie.
Yes.
You know, Katie Langbrook, come to Bologna, right? And so this mum was like, you know what, hubby, let's go to Italy, take the kids. Made all the plans just before she's about to step on the plane. The friend in Italy rings her to say, just before you get here, just wanted to confirm with you the amount of $1,460 that you'll be required to pay for your time here at my home.
No.
Plus, you'll need to cover your food for the stay.
I mean, that's not...
No. That's you don't invite someone into your home and then charge them to come stay.
It's a bad Airbnb.
It is. And she's the godmother of her kids.
Oh, that sucks. It's also expensive. That's not a little bit of money.
So apparently her husband was furious and he said if I'd known that, we would have gone elsewhere.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But anyway, she called her and they negotiated a fee that they were both happy with. But I'm sorry, that's complete and utter tight ass.
Tight ass mates are the worst.
Tight ass.
Tight ass mates are the worst mates.
There's no justification for that.
Nah.
And it just ruins it, because now I bet you the whole stay, they're just like, ugh.
Can you imagine paying...
Hubby would have hated that stay too.
Oh.
I reckon he would have just fresh aired the woman the whole time.
Oh, you'd be, you know what you'd be doing?
Mm.
You'd be leaving turds in the toilet and you wouldn't be flush.
You'd be charged for that, the cleanup.
You would, wouldn't you?
131060.
Yeah.
I want to hear about other people's tight ass mates.
Oh, what a
when your
tight
mate's
ass
just
mate,
gone, oh, by the way, it's just going to cost you.
Yeah.
Cost you a bit.
I
to
love
be my friend.
It because great stuff.
All right, 131060.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Ow! Ow! Oh,
that's
ow,
a camera
what was
in
that?
The back of the head.
Oh, my God.
You okay, mate?
Oh, that's a surprise.
It's
that'll be on Instagram, though.
Talk about just take me out.
For those who don't know, we have Tyra films us talking because radio is all about not just radio anymore. And I actually looked over at Tyra and she mouthed the words, "Watch this," and then she knocked the camera into
right
the back
into
of your
my head.
You all right, mate?
Yeah. Good.
Like you've got all that other people's hair at the back of the head. It's like you're wearing a helmet all the time.
I don't have helmet head anymore. I used to. Early days of project. I don't anymore. Okay, so Mama 2 and her hubby went to visit a friend in Italy.
Yes.
And the friend in Italy was like, yeah, yeah, come stay. And just before the friend arrived, the friend in Italy said, just FYI, $1,500 you're going to need to pay just for your stay, plus you need to pay your food on top of it.
What a jerk.
And then the husband's like, I wish we'd gone somewhere else.
Yeah, and they've said they don't even have the money.
And she's the godmother.
Oh,
to her daughter.
I hate it.
Anyway, tight-ass friends mates. Is what we're talking about.
Yep.
You're the opposite of that. You're too generous, if that's possible to be.
I steal a lot of money out of your wallet when you're not looking. Let's go to Sam. Sam, what did your tight-ass mate make you pay for?
So we went out to dinner one night, a group of friends and I, and one of the girls ordered a chicken schnitzel and then we ordered our own meals. She got about halfway through and was like,
Sorry. Say that again, Sam. You sounded like you went in a tunnel or underwater. She said what?
So she ordered a schnitzel and said that she was full and wouldn't eat it all.
Right.
So one of my friends was like, oh, okay, sweet, like I'll finish it. And then at the end we got the bill and she's like, oh, so you've got to just pay me half for that schnitzel.
No.
Oh, my God.
That is...
It's criminal.
Isn't it?
It is.
Are you
be
still
hard
friends,
to be friends
with
that? Yeah,
yeah, we are. It's funny though.
Does she do that often? Because that's not a cool trait.
It was once that it happened with me. I don't know if it's happened to other people. But
Is she single?
No, she's not.
Oh, I was going to say she deserves to be. That's shocking.
Who leaves half a schnitzel, though?
I know.
I mean,
wrong on every
it
level.
Is.
Yeah. Let's go to Mick from the Goldie. Hey, Mick, what did your tight ass mate make you pay for?
Yeah, no, actually, mate, well, I went to Smoko one day and I was 10 cents short for a paper because you sit down and read the paper at Smoko.
Yeah.
And then I think it was seriously 2 months later, I had a bit of change in front of me. We sat down again for Smoko and he says, oh, by the way, you still owe me that 10 cents for the paper. Oh.
10 cents.
Was it a joke, Mick, or was it serious?
No, seriously, that's what he's like. He was that bad. Oh. There was actually, I'll tell you another quick story. We went to golf one day and took his girlfriend with us. And she turned around and she said, oh, you just pay for me. He goes, no, you go and give the man your money.
Oh, so
that's
wow.
He's pretty bad, yeah.
These tight asses all have partners.
Maybe that's what you're doing wrong, mate. You're too generous.
Well, you know what, Mick? I'm going to give you $100 to spend at tradie.com just because you sound like a legend.
Yeah.
So good on you, Mick.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks for getting involved.
What about you, Maddie? Have you got a tight ass mate?
Oh, sure do. Look, me and some mates, we went up to the slopes one day up in Threadbow and we're up there. One of our friends, he had a very bad accident, actually fractured his neck. And while we're all in the emergency area waiting for the chopper to be, him to be chopper lifted back to Sydney, our other mate, tight ass Dean, he said, do you reckon we should go back on the slopes? We don't want to waste our lift tickets. And we're going, you can't be serious. Our mate's broken his neck.
Did he go off on his own or did he begrudgingly stay?
We had a bit of a confrontation, all of us in the thing. We said, you can't be serious. And he looked at all of us thinking, what's wrong with you? We don't want to waste this $60 lift ticket. And we're going, mate, our mate's ready to be chopper lifted out of here with a fractured neck.
I would love you guys rocking up at emergency and you go, well, our mate broke his neck and our other mate broke his nose and I've broken my knuckles. That was a separate incident.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Usually this is your domain, but today it's going to be my domain.
I'm excited.
Just the tip.
With Carrie.
Tip it real good.
I mean, to clarify, it's with Ollie. Via me.
Oh.
I haven't got that
But
made
I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it.
Yeah.
But he did tell me about it.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know in the kitchen you got a sink.
Hang on. You said you're going to claim it.
Yeah.
But you said it's Ollie's idea. Claiming it means not saying it's Ollie's idea.
I can't claim it. I feel bad. It's Ollie's idea. I just didn't want you to make a new opener.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, you know how you got a sink in the kitchen?
I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Them.
Okay. Now, you know fancy houses, right?
Yes.
The tap now has this extendable bit at the bottom that you pull down on.
An extendable bit at the bottom that you pull down on.
Yep, you can pull down and you can spray it around.
The hand motions that you are doing.
You pull it down and then what happens is you can reach the corner.
My God. Are we filming this?
At Carrie Tommy Show. This will be on Instagram later.
You can reach the corners.
We've just learned a lot about technique, I think. No wonder you and Walks aren't hooking up that much. It looks like you rip it off.
The tap. So
what
then,
else
what
do you think
can
I'm
do,
talking about?
So you can reach the corners because a typical tap, right?
I think
only
I have
washes
one of these.
The area right underneath it, right?
I think I have one of these.
But the extendable tap, you can flick to the left, the right, and it gets into the corners.
Flick it to the left, Great.
Okay. However, not everyone's got fancy taps, and fancy sinks.
Yeah.
So Ollie discovered this crazy life hack. You get a balloon.
Bringing the hose inside?
No, you get a balloon. You cut. See, one end of the balloon's already got the hole in. It's the bit you blow into.
Yes.
The other bit's rounded, right? But snip the end off, right?
So it's a tube.
And then you put the cover over the top of the balloon, the hole that you would normally blow into.
Yes.
You put that over the tip.
Of the tap. Okay. At least you're using protection. This is good. What you're wearing.
If you misused all the words I'm talking about
mate,
right now,
I also
this is a
now
very
I'm
different
now I'm picturing like a condom but boob tube.
And then you press the water on, it blows up the balloon a little bit.
Oh, so
right, but the water still comes out the bottom.
Oh, so you've just taken a little bit
so
off.
You take
the,
a snip off the off bottom the, to make like
basically the nipple.
The nipple.
You
the
take
end.
The nipple off.
Yeah, the tip. That's what I said. Take off the tip because this is just a tip.
Yeah.
And then when you detach the other end to the tap and you turn the tap on, the water flows through it but does blow it up a little bit because it's so tight, right? And then with your hand, you maneuver it towards the corners of the sink and all around and then you can just get rid of all the stuff in the corners.
That is very good.
Level up. Level up. Try it tonight. Level up. And then if somebody watches you from the lounge room in the kitchen, they'll be like, what's she doing?
And if you turn the tap on too much, does it explode?
Yeah, because then the whole thing pops off.
And explodes.
Yeah, and you know what happens when you,
Yeah, you don't do it too quickly, it explodes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Feeling smart?
Well, yesterday we did the quiz together while having a coffee and we nailed it. Why don't we nail it on air?
Do you know what nailing it is? Do you remember exactly how we did?
No.
So in the total quiz, we obviously only do 5 questions because of time.
Yeah.
The total quiz is 12 questions.
Yeah.
In your memory, how did we go?
Like 8 out of 12?
We got 5.
Oh, it felt good. Felt good.
All right.
We just got to make sure those 5 are these 5.
They were good questions. They were smart questions.
We
got it.
We nailed it.
There's no book questions, which is helpful.
Oh, yeah. When they go, which author
in
next?
In 1925.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Here we go. Number one, Gangwado Island is a popular tourist attraction in which Asian country?
Indonesia?
Gangwado.
I've never heard of that in Indonesia. Or Vietnam, Thailand.
Gado is Thailand, isn't it?
Gado, that's Indonesian.
Gado, yeah, then I reckon it's Indonesian.
Do you?
Yeah, just because that
but
sounds like
I've never
like
heard
Guado.
Of that island.
Yeah.
Gangwado.
It looks, I mean, kind of Chinese. Gangwado.
Oh, say it again.
Gangwado, like Gangwado.
Ah.
You know how it kind of looks like Guangzhou almost?
Yes.
Same China then?
Shanghai kind of spelling. I mean, nothing like Shanghai. So maybe off China, you think?
Oh, I thought China when I first saw it, but I don't know.
Should we go with Buzzy?
Sure.
Let's go Buzzy.
Okay.
Seeing as he can see the answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Number two, who created the fictional pirate known as Long John Silver?
Once again, let's go around the room. I didn't.
Sonda's not here.
Sonda didn't. I don't think
so. No, but
Sonda
she knows books. Mm. The fictional character, Long John Silver.
What about Tom Sawyer?
Sure.
Is that who wrote Huckleberry Finn?
Isn't Tom Sawyer a character?
Is it?
No?
Is it? I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Pass. Can you give us, can we swap out
Tom Sawyer?
Okay, sure. Let's say Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer. Oh. Xi Jinping became president of China during which year?
He's been a couple of years now, hasn't he?
Yes.
Xi Jinping, like maybe 2016 or 2017?
I reckon it's earlier than that. I reckon
2015.
Yeah, let's do that.
2015.
I also don't think China's the answer to one because they wouldn't have had two China questions in
or
the same
quiz. Or maybe they have.
Hey, okay.
Maybe they've picked up your themes and it's a Chinese themed.
The Harrison Hoist is a maneuver most commonly used in which sport?
It's got to be wrestling, doesn't it?
Hoist.
Definitely. Did you see when we were on our way, you went on the flight with me, when we were on our way back from Italy, there was a wrestling team on the plane, and a wrestling team of young girls, and they were so fierce.
Were they?
But none of them had, like half of them had half their ears missing, or their ears were so swollen the ear hole had closed.
The cauliflower ears?
The cauliflower ear.
Probably means they were rugby players.
No, they were wrestlers. They had wrestlers on their...
That's a giveaway.
Anyway, I'd never seen cauliflower ears before.
Really?
Yes. On a young girl.
Yeah.
Cool. Very
cute. Sure.
Question five. Justin Hartley stars as Kevin Pearson in which TV series?
Kevin Pearson. Kevin, what's a TV series of Kevin?
Breaking Bad.
Is there a Kevin in Breaking Bad?
Is Kevin the kid? Is that the kid's name?
Jesse.
Oh.
Jesse.
Kevin. True Blood?
Is there a Kevin in Entourage? No.
Stranger Things?
Is there?
Kevin in
Entourage?
Stranger Things is a great guess.
Let's do Stranger Things.
All right.
Whew. Okay.
Before we go through the answers, how are we feeling? Are we feeling confident?
I'm not like I felt yesterday.
Good.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's go number one. Zhangwado Island is in
Thailand.
No, Asia. It's not China. It's South Korea.
Oh, I didn't even think that.
No.
No.
I think tourist hotspot when I think South Korea,
Seoul's meant to be wrong. Amazing.
Yes.
The fictional pirate known as Long John Silver was created by Robert Louis Stevenson, not Tom Sawyer.
I was so close with Tom Sawyer. I said a name, and it was a name.
Xi Jinping. We said 2015.
Yes.
Answer, 2013.
Oh, you did think a while, though. How long is their reign over there?
Hasn't he changed it so it's forever?
Oh.
Or Harrison, am I getting him and Putin confused?
Buzz is bored.
Sorry. Harrison, yeah. I'm just trying to wrap this up. Harrison Hoist is a manoeuvre in netball. We said wrestling. Oh. Yeah.
I've never done a Harrison Hoist.
How much netball have you played?
Mate, GA or no play. Mixed netty over here. Uh-huh. Absolute gun.
You should try the Harrison Hoist. Might win some more games.
I'd break people.
Question
if I did
five. We've run out of bed. Justin Hartley stars as Kevin in This Is Us, not Stranger Things.
That was such a disaster.
But Carrie, that was a great effort. Yeah.
Doesn't have the same feelings.
We killed it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusy and Katie next to drive you home.
And I need an update, Katie. I need to know. I've not stopped thinking about your ghost.
Well, we went to the apartment yesterday afternoon. Yes. And the intention was that we would do a cleansing with a smudge stick, which is dried sage. But first of all, we couldn't find dried sage.
Let me guess,
do they not have sage over there?
No, they've got fresh sage.
Oh.
They've got, so I
it's
had
so
to,
hot over there. Leave it out there for 10 seconds. It'd be dry.
Well, exactly.
I put it in the oven at a low heat and it sort of dried out. And we thought, failing that, if we need a smudge stick, we could always roll up Hughie's undies and set fire to them.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that. I'm happy to help.
Anyway, so Hughie, but when we got there, the tradies were just finishing. And there was a girl in there cleaning.
Glamorous. Just like everyone else here, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely glamorous.
I wasn't sure if this was going to be a real person or another ghost.
No, it was a real person. Mind you, you're happy with the ghost if they're cleaning, aren't you?
How glamorous. Yes, you are. And how glamorous, Susie? Would you use your smudge stick on her?
Well, mate, I didn't have a smudge.
She was a cleaner, so she'd whip that smudge stick into shape pretty quickly.
Guys, it'd just be a stick afterwards.
No. No.
Nothing a good dose of nappy sand couldn't fix.
Yeah, but I was trying to do some chants while she was there, though, wasn't I?
Yes. So Sash, you know, producer of the
we'll
year.
We've got a video we'll play in our show, or you'll hear the actual
chanting. Oh, is this a classic case of Husey getting annoyed that we're blowing your gear early?
Yeah, we're doing blowing the whole load here, so to speak. Yeah.
And there's not much of a load, Carrie. Yeah.
His smudge
it's not
stick's
like the
already.
Smudge stick is dwindling.
All right, tune in to Husey and Kate. They are up next.
I don't know what happened, though. I need. Oh, well, we have to wait.
Yeah, they're not going to tell us now.
Okay. Yeah, tune in. It's not all about you.
Okay.
Husey and Kate, they're up next. We're back tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Everyone.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum-ba.